نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم والله غفور رحيم قل أطيعوا الله والرسول فإن تولوا فإن الله لا يحب الكافرين صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Most respected elders and friends, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Once again, we proceed with our discussion and a series of the Sirat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran Kareem, قُلْ Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ If you claim you have the love for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, fattabi'uni, follow me, my sunnah, my way of life, the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then only you will achieve your aim and your objective, yuhibbukum Allah. Now Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will love you. Wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will forgive your sins. Wallahu ghafoorur raheem. Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is most forgiving. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is most merciful. Qul, say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell to the people, ati'u Allah wa rasool. Obey Allah, obey the Rasul of Allah. Fa'in tawallaw. And if the people turn away, they don't follow the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They reject the risalat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْكَافِرِينَ Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala does not like the kafirin. We make dua that Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq and hidayat to understand the realization of understanding the seerah of the Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to inculcate in us true love, spirit and the essence of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In our last discussion, we discussed the background of the conquest of Makkah Mukarramah and the events that have led to the conquest of Makkah Mukarramah. The kuffar of Makkah, they violated the peace treaty of Hudaybiyah. The tribe of Banu Bakr, they attacked the tribe of Banu Khuza'a, and some of the Quraysh were responsible for that. A person came to Madinatul Munawwara to complain to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for help and assistance. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent a message with three options to the Quraysh of Makkah. First and foremost, pay the blood money of all those people that were killed in that attack from the tribe of Banu Khuza'a. Second, if you don't want to do that, disassociate yourself, break alliances from the tribe of Banu Bakr. And third, if you don't want to do that as well, then break the peace treaty. Some people, without thinking, they accepted breaking the peace treaty. Then Abu Sufyan and other leaders realized the major implications of this. So Abu Sufyan radiallahu ta'ala, at that time being the leader of the non-Muslims, he came to Madinatul Munawwara to request Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to renew the pledge, renew the peace treaty. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not respond anything. And because of this, the kuffar of Makkah were always on an edge. They anticipated that any time Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is going to come with the Sahaba, going to come with the army and launch an attack on Makkatul Mukarrama. It was the month of Ramadan, on the 10th of Ramadan. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with a group of 10,000 Sahaba prepared to go to Makkatul Mukarrama, to go and conquer Makkatul Mukarrama. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba went, they came to Zul Hulaifa. While Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was there, Hazrat Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the uncle of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he and his family, they were returning from Makkah, coming to reside permanently in Madinatul Munawwara, and they met in Zul Hulaifa. So Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu decided to join Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam back to Makkatul Mukarrama. Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu had accepted Islam long time ago, but Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him to keep Islam secret. So he could reside there, he would scan the situation in Makkah, quietly and secretly give information to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of all the happenings in Makkatul Mukarrama. He wanted to make hijrat, so Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, "Oh Abbas, you remain there in Makkah. Don't you wish that you be the last person to make hijrat and I am the last Nabi of Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala?" From Zul Hulaifa, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to a place, proceeded to a place called Qadid or Qudayd. It was the month of Ramadan, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was fasting, Sahaba were also fasting. But traveling and in the hot sun, it was difficult and hard. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whilst mounted on the animal, he was presented with milk, and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam broke his roza, he broke his fast. From the mas'ala point of view, if a person is traveling and they're taking a journey, it is permissible for a person not to fast. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Kareem, فَمَنْ كَانَ مِنْكُمْ مَرِيدًا أَوْ عَلَىٰ سَفَرٍ فَعِدَّةٌ مِّنْ أَيَّامٍ أُخَرٍ. If a person is sick, ill, or if a person, he is traveling and he does not wish to fast in the month of Ramadan, he may make up for it on some other days. Now Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to make it easier upon the ummah, Nabi and the Sahaba that were with him, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam broke the fast. From this place, Qudayd, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam now proceeded to a place called Marre Zahran. It's not far away from Makkah to Mukarrama. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the Sahaba and told the various tribes to light a fire at night. Now this was the habit of the Arabs, that wherever they would go at night, they would light a fire. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the various tribes to light a fire. But there was political expediency in Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam doing this. At that time, Hazrat Abu Sufyan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, as the leader of the Kuffar of Makkah, Budayl ibn Waraqa, also one of the leaders, and Hakim ibn Hizam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, they were all representatives and leaders of the Kuffar. They were scanning the area because they were anticipating Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is going to come to Makkah al-Mukarrama anytime. When they came to this place, Marre Zahran, Abu Sufyan asked Budayl ibn Waraqa that all this fire that's lit seemed to be some people that are traveling. Who are these people? So Budayl ibn Waraqa mentioned that this may be the tribe of Banu Khuza'a. So Abu Sufyan mentioned, but the tribe of Banu Khuza'a are not so many in number, and there are so many fires, people have lit their fire. This might be somebody more than that. While discussing and scanning the area, some of the companions of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who were patrolling the area, they captured Abu Sufyan, Budayl ibn Waraqa, and Hakim ibn Hizam. Abu Sufyan asked his captors, being the Sahaba of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "Who are you people?" So they told, "We are the companions of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." And while the discussion was going on, Coincidentally, Hadhrat Abbas radiallahu ta'ala was also patrolling the area. He recognized the voice of Abu Sufyan radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And he told Abu Sufyan in the darkness of the night, the only way for you now is you submit yourself. If you're not going to submit, and if you are captured like this and presented, you will be probably be killed. Let me take you to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and ask for aman, ask for protection. So Abu Sufyan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he sat on the back of the animal of Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu and going to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And here on the way was none other than Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Umar radiallahu ta'ala noticed Abu Sufyan on the back of the animal of Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He's calling out and he's telling to Abbas, Abu Sufyan is the enemy of Allah. He troubled the Rasul of Allah for so many years. He deserves nothing but death. He should be killed. Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, fearing that Umar may just do something, he hastened with the animal and went away to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And again, Umar radiallahu ta'ala was standing right there. O Prophet of Allah, allow me to behead him. Behead Abu Sufyan. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told to Hadhrat Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, take him and keep him by you in your tent. Bring him to me tomorrow morning. Shortly thereafter, Hakim ibn Hizam and Budayl ibn Waraqa, they came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they proclaimed the shahada. They brought iman on Allah and the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The following morning, Abbas radiallahu ta'ala brought Abu Sufyan to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, O Abu Sufyan, has the time now not come for you to proclaim La ilaha illallah? With a slight discussion, brief discussion with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he now proclaims the shahada. Being the leader of the kuffar for so many years, in the Makki life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he led the kuffar. In the Madani life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he led the kuffar. And finally, when Nabi Kareem says about conquer Makkah al-Mukarramah, now he proclaims his iman. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told to Hazrat Abu Sufyan, told to Hazrat Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, tomorrow when we are marching into Makkah, you keep Abu Sufyan with you on the mountaintop. And as the various armies or the various Sahaba entering Makkah al-Mukarramah, the various tribes from among the Muhajireen, from among the Ansars. So Abu Sufyan is asking to Hazrat Abbas radiallahu ta'ala, what tribe is this? What tribe is this? What tribe is this? And finally commented that the army of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has gone very big. The kingdom of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has gone very big. Abbas radiallahu ta'ala told him, this is not kingdom. This is the Prophet of Allah. It is Nubuwat. One is kingdom where you are a king and then you have your kingdom under you. And this is not kingdom of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is Nubuwat, the prophethood of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And all those people that are followers of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is the mu'jiza of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is with divine help from the side of Almighty Allah. Finally, one army came of the Ansars. Sa'd ibn Ubadah radiallahu ta'ala was holding the flag. And when he saw Abu Sufyan with anger raging in him, he called out and he said, Al-Yawm Yawmul Malhama. Today is the day of war. Abu Sufyan got worried. Are they marching into Makkah Mukarramah to kill people, to wage war? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came after that. Abu Sufyan immediately complained to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that, O Prophet of Allah, did you hear what Sa'd ibn Ubadah said, the leader of the Ansar? He's saying today is the day of war. Nabi Kareem said, mentioned, no. Al-Yawm Yawmul Marhama. Today is the day of mercy. هذا يوم يعز الله فيه قريش. Today is the day when Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala is going to give respect, dignity and honor to the Quraysh. In consideration of what Abu Sufyan heard from Sa'd ibn Ubadah, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa took the flag away from Sa'd ibn Ubadah but gave it to the son of Sa'd ibn Ubadah, Qais ibn Ubadah. Qais ibn Sa'd ibn Ubadah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa now enters Makkatul Mukarramah from the northern side of Makkatul Mukarramah. Now there are two areas of Makkatul Mukarramah. One is Qada and one is Quda. And present day Arabs, they call it Qudai. So Qada from the northern area, Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam entered Makkatul Mukarramah. Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu ta'ala entered Makkatul Mukarramah from the south, from the Qudai area. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came to the house of Umme Hani radiallahu ta'ala anha. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam performed 8 rakat salah. This was chashed time, salatu duha. But this 8 rakat that Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam read, this was, according to some ulama, it is salatul fath. When a Muslim army conquers a land, in appreciation and expressing our thanks to Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, we read this 8 rakat salat, which is called salatul fath. The ulama mentioned how Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam entered Makkatul Mukarrama. In the books of hadith, Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was mounted on his camel with his head bowed down, which was almost touching the wood of the carriage of Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. With utmost humbleness and humility, Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is now entering Makkatul Mukarrama. And he is reciting, Inna fatahna laka fatham mubina. Utmost humbleness with utmost humility. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam enters Makkatul Mukarrama. He comes to the haram. And he notices that around the Baytullah Sharif, there are idols. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went with a stick, and each idol he hits it, and he says, Ja al-haq wa zahaq al-baafil. The mission for what Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has been set down was Tawheed, the oneness of Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. These idols is kufr and shirk, completely against the mission of Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam pushes every idol down, and he says, Ja al-haq, the haq have now come, wa zahaq al-baatil, and baatil, falsehood, is gone away. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam then wanted to go into the Kaaba Sharif. He asked for the key from Uthman ibn Abi Talha al-Hajabi. The Kaaba Sharif was opened, and from outside Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam saw the pictures of Ibrahim alayhi salam, Ismail alayhi salam, and in their hands they had like spears, what we call in the time of Jahiliyyah, istiqsam bil azlam. In the time of Jahiliyyah, when people wanted to make any determination for their future, make a decision for the future, they would take the spears, and on some spears it will be written yes, another one no. So if you wanted to make any decision regarding anything, they would just take a gamble between one of the two spears. If they picked up a spear that said yes, it means you must carry on with that matter. And if they picked up a spear that said no, it means they must stay away from that matter. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned that these people know that Ibrahim and Ismail, they never practiced this. They believed in Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ordered for the pictures of Ibrahim alayhi salam, Ismail alayhi salam, and other Anbiya that was in the Kaaba, Sharif, for it removed. The Kaaba Sharif inside was washed with Zamzam water. Then Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam entered into the Kaaba Sharif, and he proclaimed the oneness of Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, glorified Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. He went in the various places of the Kaaba Sharif, on the various pillars of the Kaaba Sharif, every corner, and he proclaimed the oneness of Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Praised Allah, glorified Allah. Then Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came out from the Kaaba Sharif. When he just came by the door, Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam saw a huge crowd of people. There were Sahaba also there, and the people of Makkah were also there in large numbers. And they were waiting what announcement Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was going to make regarding them. They were the enemies of Islam. They were those people that troubled Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's Sahaba. They oppressed and persecuted the Sahaba. Now, what decision is Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam going to make regarding them? Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam simply, upon the request of someone, in which they were told Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Anta Ahul Kareem, that you are our honorable brother. What judgment are you going to make for us? Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, La tathreeba alaykum al-yawm, yaghfirullahu lakum wa huwa arhamur rahimin. I'm not going to reproach you for anything. Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will forgive you, and Allah is arhamur rahimin. Antumut tulaqa. Go, you people are free. Nabi Sam did not revenge with anyone that was there. Yes, there were some people where Nabi Sam ordered for them to be killed, but there were certain reasons for Nabi Kareem Sam making such a decision. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam shortly thereafter told to Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, call out the azan. That place was known to be the center of kufr and shirk. Bilal radiallahu ta'ala goes on the Kaaba Sharif and now openly he proclaims Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And the kuffar that were there, for them it was shocks. They were surprised and amazed at this conquest of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba, and how now Bilal is right on the Kaaba Sharif and proclaiming the oneness of Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. There was an amazing incident happened while Bilal radiallahu ta'ala was calling out the azan. Sometimes it is a norm when the muazzin calls out the azan, there are children around, the children like to imitate the muazzin calling out the azan. So Bilal radiallahu ta'ala was calling out the azan. There were some children that were around, children of non-Muslims. They were imitating Bilal radiallahu ta'ala azan. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard this. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the Sahaba, go bring those children. Those children ran, as was the norm of the children. And it so happened, one particular child who turned out to be a great, illustrious, amazing Sahabi of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Abu Mahzura radiallahu ta'ala, who he was caught. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then told him, tell what you are seeing. Now he was a child of a non-Muslim. And for a non-Muslim to say, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, and then to say, Ashadu Anna Muhammadur Rasulullah, that was very, very difficult. So, as he said the words of Azan, but when he said, Ashadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, Ashadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, and Ashadu Allah ilaha illallah, he said it quietly. So Nabi Sallam told him, say it again, say it loudly. And again, he said it the second time loudly, the shahadat of all, the oneness of Allah, and the shahadat of the risalat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abu Mahzura radiallahu ta'ala says, he was a non-Muslim, he was a child, and he just called out the azan out of imitating the muazzin. So he says, Nabi Kareem sir put his right hand on my head and passed his hand from the head over onto the chest. And as Nabi Kareem sir was doing that, I could feel the essence of Iman entering into my heart. Abu Mahzura radiallahu ta'ala, in his life, he never cut his hair, the top part of his hair. So somebody asked him, why do you not do that? Your hair is so big. That part of the hair has been touched with the Mubarak hand of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, this was the incident of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entering into Makkatul Mukarramah and how Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam conquered Makkatul Mukarramah. You mentioned about Abu Mahzura radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then appointed him as a muazzin, and after that, many generations after that, the progeny of Abu Mahzura, where the muazzin was the muazzin on call of the azan in Makkatul Mukarramah. And before I conclude, one incident. When Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in the Kaaba Sharif, and when he came out, so Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu requested Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a Prophet of Allah, give me the key of the Kaaba Sharif. It was by Uthman ibn Abi Talha Hajabi, give it to me. But Ali radiallahu ta'ala says, he heard Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reciting one ayat of the Quran Kareem which he never heard before. Which means that this ayat of the Quran Kareem was revealed to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam whilst Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in the Kaaba Sharif during the conquest of Makkatul Mukarramah. And the verse is, Inna Allah ya'murukum an tu'addul amanati ila ahliha. The meaning of which is, most definitely, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala orders you that you fulfill amanat, trust, to the bearers, the owners of the trust. The key came from one person, you give the key back to the same person. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then called Uthman ibn Abi Talha Hajabi and told him that this key has been given back to you. You give me the key, this key is given back to you, and I haven't given it to you, Allah has given it to you. based on this ayat of the Quran Kareem, and it will remain with you and your family till the day of Qiyamah. Whosoever takes it away from you would be a ghasib, a person that based zulam and oppression on you and on your family. And up till today, this very same family of Uthman ibn Abi Talha Hajabi, they are the custodians of the key of the Kaaba Sharif. We make dua, Almighty Allah Tabaraka grant us tawfiq and hidayat to take lessons from the conquest of Makkah al-Mukarramah, the sunnah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These are Mubarak days. In the hadith, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reported to have mentioned that there are no days that are ibadat is more beloved to Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala than the 10 days of Zil Hajj. Sahaba asked, walal jihad ya Rasulullah? Not even jihad ya Rasulullah. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, walal jihad. Not even jihad fi sabidillah. That means that these are the days where we engage in dua, we engage in zikr, we engage in tilawat, we engage in sadaqah. This is most beloved to Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah gave us life. Let us value this life. Last year, this time, there were people that were alive. They are not with us this year. Next year, this time, whether we will be alive or not, we don't know. So whilst we've got these last few days of Zil Hajj, it may be our last Zil Hajj. Allah knows best. Let us value them and let us gain closeness and proximity to Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.